SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday. I like the Throwback Thursday, good, the bad, and the dumb. It's like a perfect storm that comes together.
Well, I mean, this one's kind of, I guess, a Throwback Thursday because there's a Mexican soccer club that is taking a page out of the Cleveland Browns handbook.
Oh, what are they doing?
Well, they have been in the middle of a losing streak.
Uh-oh.
And so what do you do when your team is in the middle of a losing streak?
Oh, you fire the coach?
No, you promise them free beer.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. So, that was a great thing.
Cleveland Browns. Well, it wasn't really. I guess it wasn't really the Cleveland Browns who did this. But
what company? Real quick, what company
Budweiser.
Did that? Budweiser. Okay.
Budweiser. In fact, there is a little addendum to their story now with Budweiser. I'll get to that in a second. But anyways, there's the soccer club Club Puebla. I'm not sure how long the losing streak has been. It's been several games. They're in last place. They're a terrible team, apparently. And they have promised their team during a game, they said, if we lose this game, we will give you guys free beer in the next game.
Yeah.
And now they got to give out free beer.
Wow.
So
wow.
That'll keep bringing fans back.
That's true.
I mean, there's the local minor league team here had we ended up going to a game where it was guaranteed win night.
I've done that before. Yeah, I've done those before.
Guess what? They did not win.
Yep.
Got a free ticket.
UNH had a guaranteed win night for basketball. They had one of the longest home losing skids in the country, and they did guaranteed win night, and they lost, and we all got these coupons for different sort of items all throughout the town. It was kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, we got a free ticket to come to any game we want this season. Back in. Hopefully they'll win.
Those are really tricky, those guaranteed win nights, because you don't want to make the prize so nice that you actively root for the loss.
Yeah.
Like if they said, hey, if we don't win, everybody gets five coupons for burgers at this big burger place. It'd be like, oh, I could use some burgers.
Exactly.
So I don't want them to win. So, all right. So what is so is there another good? Or?
No, there's no other
good.
Okay,
let's
go to
the bad.
No, I was
going
to say the Cleveland Browns with those refrigerators, they're actually selling the refrigerators now for the next 2 days only.
That's brilliant. No. That's brilliant. And that's a collectible item. If I had the wherewithal cash and was a Browns fan, I would probably try to find my way to buy one.
Oh, definitely. No, without
that was
the
one
lock.
Of the coolest.
I don't need it locked up.
That was a really cool promotion. That was a really, really cool promotion.
It really was. God, I mean, I thought those refrigerators would never open.
I know. I don't think they would have been open 7 times if they did it every time. Not
right.
A bad year. All right, what is the bad then?
The bad of the day is Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, are they predicting a bad winter?
They're predicting a bad winter. Not only that. Not only are they predicting a bad winter, I mean, it's primarily for the north and northeast. They're going to see a lot of snow. A lot of, they say, was it winter mix? Wintery mix?
Wintery mix, yeah.
Where it's like slow and
oh, that's
snow
awful.
And sleet and
that's
rain
terrible.
And
that's
wind and all that stuff. But they are predicting something I've never heard of before, and we just got to, you know, I guess keep our thoughts for the good people of Wyoming this
Uh-oh.
Winter. Because they are predicting a polar roller coaster.
Now, what is a polar roller coaster?
Not 100% sure. It just does not sound like fun.
That doesn't sound very good.
No. A roller coaster obviously is fun, but when you throw a polar roller coaster and it's only going to happen in wintertime, that doesn't sound entertaining at all. I think it's just what I'm picturing, I guess, is you're going to have really bad weather, then fine weather, then really bad weather,
yeah.
then fine weather. I mean, it's just you're not going to know what end is which.
So how does a Farmer Almanac, how does it work? How does it, is it somebody's prediction? They use like weather
models. They've been
models
doing
from,
it for like a yeah, thousand years, right?
How do they do this? Like, it's one thing when you watch the Weather Channel and they go, oh, our computer models. But isn't the Farmer's Almanac based on trends like or something? I don't know. I've never bothered to look into the research as to where this comes from. Because it seems like every year we're citing this ancient text to determine our weather patterns, right?
Yes.
I mean, it feels like we're doing this all the time. Farmer's Almanac says we'll have a mild summer. Farmer's Almanac says we'll have an early winter, a late winter, a mild winter, a cold winter, a super hot summer. It feels like we're always referencing this, and I don't know what the authority is behind it. But I just take their word for it. It's like something I don't even question. Like, I'm literally anticipating a cold winter, and I'll be honest with you, if I don't get a cold winter, I'll say, wow, that's weird that the Farmer's Almanac was wrong, even though I have no basis to believe that they're right all the time.
Yeah.
It's like ingrained into my brain that if the Farmer's Almanac says something's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Well, I mean, here's some of the details, right? They're predicting a snowy ride, so above normal winter precipitation over the eastern third of the country.
Okay.
As well as the Great Plains, Midwest, and the Great Lakes. The Pacific Northwest will get a lot of rain, but there's going to be a lot of snow. There's going to be the coldest dip in temperatures will be the final week of January through the beginning of February.
Oh, okay.
But the polar roller coaster, I guess, is dealing more with temperatures.
Gotcha. Okay.
That would be insane. Yeah. If it was like one day, it's like 50, and then 2 days later, it's minus 20.
Yeah, you don't want that.
How many people? Wyoming's just going to be a bunch of sick people.
Remember remember that movie, The Day After Tomorrow?
Yes.
Remember it got so cold that those like people froze instantly?
Froze instantly. It's Wyoming.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's what they mean.
Don't go outside.
We're not talking about minus 16 degrees. We're talking about minus 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Like you're just going to, you go to go out and you're just going to be like a statue.
But the worst of the bitterly cold winter conditions will affect areas east of the Rockies all the way to the Appalachians.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know anyone who lives there?
In that
section, east of the Rockies all the way to the Appalachians?
Yeah. I think I know one or two people that live in that area of the country. It's funny.
East of the Rockies. What a prediction. East of the Rockies all the way to the Appalachians. That's where it's going to be the coldest, guys.
Which is pretty much everybody.
Yeah. The heart of America.
Right.
We're going to have a frozen heart. That's what it is.
How does this affect an area like you in Houston that's balmy and hot a lot?
You know what? I think we're predicted because they split it up into seven regions. And we're supposed to have chilled average precipitation. So it's going to be cold. Let's see. We're looking at this map. Tennessee is more frozen, snowy, plus a brisk and wet.
And nobody knows what to do anything with the snow here. So it's like my kids will be home from school for a week and a half.
I mean, it looks like the best place to go is Southwest.
All right, that's not bad.
Cool, normal precipitation, which means none.
Gotcha. Yeah, right. None.
None.
Good point. Good point. All right. Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
Well done. All right. What's the dumb today?
Tony, I know you saw the story. And sometimes you just want to call it the NCAA category.
Yeah.
They denied the final appeal of Brock Hoffman.
I saw this, yeah.
To play right away after he transferred to Virginia Tech from Coastal Carolina, just so he could be closer to his mom, who was dealing with a non-cancerous, thank God, brain tumor.
Ugh.
And the NCAA and their brilliance said, well, why didn't she retire?
What a dumb organization this is.
I don't know.
What a dumb organization. Why do they you know what they need? I'm sorry. They need somebody. You know how like newspapers and media outlets have an ombudsman where the person is the outside agency that says, guys, you're not doing this right. Right?
Yes.
Like when an ombudsman, if I'm pronouncing it right, is somebody who is an outside voice to your company. Like if you are, let's say you're in the media, ESPN had one, and then that person would write saying, I didn't like the way ESPN presented this. I didn't like the way ESPN presented that. Or they did a good job with this, but they could have done better with that. Or it's just an outside voice that publicly says what you're doing right or wrong. They need somebody that is not tied to the, doesn't get their paycheck other than to say, guys, PR-wise, terrible. Stop it. Or if you're going to do that, say it in a way that makes people go, it's a little harsh, but I get where they're coming from. Not, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, which I feel like is every time they make a decision.
Right. Well, I mean, it comes on the heels, too, of, I can't remember the guy's name, who transferred from Ohio State.
Tathan. Yeah, I can't remember his name. It's off the top of my tongue, but I can't remember.
Like a wide receiver or something like that. I mean, he transferred from Ohio State because, why am I forgetting the coach's name?
Urban Meyer
retired.
Yeah,
or Urban Meyer quit. So, I mean, he said, oh, well, if Urban Meyer's not there, I got to transfer. And NCAA's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Go for it. But you, who wants to be near your mother, who is very, very ill, very, very sick, because you want to help out around the house, no, you got to stay.
No, it's just a bad look. And they're just, again, they just need an outside voice. Because listen, sometimes the NCAA does things where they're really worried about the slippery slope. And I get that. I totally get that. When you're dealing with decisions where you know if I let athlete A do this, then it could spiral out of control where every athlete is doing it. I understand that. But in some circumstances, you are the authority to say, you know what? Yeah, and we'll take it case by case from now on.
I mean, did they do this last year with the kid? I think he wanted to go to Illinois because his grandfather was dying.
Yes.
And it was a really close relationship, almost like this guy raised him. And I mean, you see it every single year, except another kid can be like, oh, well, I'll transfer. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're fine. Go ahead and play. Reason whatsoever.
I just don't understand why kids just can't transfer to transfer. I don't.
Yeah.
This seems like an arcane rule that why can't they just play, go to a school and play? Look. You don't make coaches sit out. You let coaches bounce around. I know it's their career, but for these kids, let them do what they want to do with this. If they want to leave, if they don't like where they're at, I can transfer. I can go to a different school. I don't have to miss a beat. I can get my education.
Or leave it up to the school they're transferring to make that decision too.
Yeah.
If the coach can use them right away, say, no, I need this guy now. If he sits there and he goes, no, I would have redshirted him anyways, then, have that influence as well.
I think, too, the other thing about the NCAA is growing up, you always took their – we always looked at – remember when a kid getting paid under the table was like a big deal? Like,
when?
Oh, my God.
You're saying it doesn't happen anymore?
No, what I'm saying is when a kid got paid and it was a big deal.
Right.
Now it's not a big deal.
No.
Now we roll our eyes. What I mean is there was a time and when I was in high school when a program was caught paying players. Sports Illustrated did an investigative journalistic look into that program. And we were like, we were outraged. How dare they pay players and cheat? What a bunch of cheaters. Now when we hear it, it's like, oh God, are we still doing this? Are we still doing this where we're angry? We're supposed to be outraged by this? We're not outraged by it. Right? Pay him some money. I don't care. Like if a kid beats up his girlfriend, that's a different thing. But a kid getting $100 under a table from a booster, I couldn't care less.
Yep.
I couldn't care less. I am not losing sleep over whether or not some booster is handing a kid $200 under the table. Now, if you're hiding some real crimes, if kids are like beating up their girlfriends or raping students and you're hiding it, Art Briles, or you're dismissing it, Art Briles, then I got a problem.
Right.
Then I got a real problem. That's something to get worked up over. But if a kid gets a car for his mother, I swear to God, I couldn't care. I couldn't care less about this. And it wasn't the case 15, 20 years ago. 15, 20 years ago, if a kid got a car, people lost their minds.
Well, we stripped a guy of a Heisman.
Right. We did. Because his mother got a house.
Yeah. Because his mom got a house, so we stripped the guy of a Heisman trophy.
I just feel like in 2019, we're all past the whole student-athletes get a little extra benefit for playing at State U.
Right.
All right? So in that case, let's start thinking about these things a little differently. Like a kid wants to transfer, he's got to sit out a year. Why? Why does he have to sit out a year? Is anybody asking this question? Maybe the reason 25, 30 years ago is not a real valid reason today. I mean, just let's start looking at these all differently. But that is a good, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Sometimes we need a category for NCAA dumb.
Yep, just by itself.
Right. Good, the bad, the dumb. It's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.